everything that you wanted, I have done.
League Podcast, episode 256, the first one of the new year. Isn't that great? Matt Durson.
John Hunt.
Clay Inferno.
All right, well, happy new year to all you
assholes.
Fuckers. And Merry Christmas. It's been a while.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Festivus and all that other stuff. We haven't talked in a while here.
People were getting upset with me after Christmas when I was saying Merry Christmas to them, and they were like, "Well, it's Happy New Year now."
Oh, Jesus Christ!
It's like there's a three.
People are so day quick window. To get rid of Christmas.
It seems not me. We still have all our decorations up.
Really?
Good. Well, that's just because I'm lazy and I've been busy. So,
lazy American.
Yeah. Well,
people are also quick to harp on the CVS candy schedule.
Like, because they have Valentine's Day.
Yeah, they'll put up a picture, you know, January 3rd of the candy hearts, and it says seriously ...
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Seriously, because
we're seriously ing the people that are seriously ing.
But I mean, this happens every year.
I don't know why people are surprised. I mean, Charlie Brown Christmas special is like 50 years old, and they were complaining about Christmas starting way back then and being too commercial, and people seem surprised that they do this for every holiday.
It's true.
Or even fake holidays like
Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
it's true. Like, I was thinking about that when I watched the Charlie Brown Christmas special. I was like, wow, Christmas was commercial back then.
Yeah.
And people still like, I can't believe the stores to be.
You got to make money, you know?
Dollar bills. Yeah. Well, how was Santa? Was Santa good to both of you gents?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some Star Wars stuff.
You got Star Wars stuff?
I got a cool comic book Darth Vader coffee mug that's like gigantic. And it's like old Marvel Darth Vader on it.
I love old Marvel Darth Vader, like Carmen Infantino Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is, actually, that you mentioned it.
Because his Darth Vader is kind of weird looking. I really like Al Williamson's Darth Vader, though, because his Darth Vader looks like Darth Vader. But...
Yeah.
Did you call him Carmen Infantino? It sounded like you said Carmen.
Carmine. Sorry if I said Carmen.
It's okay. Where in the world is Carmine Infantino?
he's underground.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Way to bring it up.
It's not really hard to find him. Well, very well. Star Wars broke all the... Well, it passed Avatar, right?
It did, yes.
I have to tell you that I saw it for the third time last night.
Third time?
And I saw it in... The two times were regular 2D in an average movie theater. And last night we went to...
I think the first time was a below average movie theater.
Oh,
that Apple Cinema. I'm sorry, Clay. I won't make
Applebee's Cinema.
Well, it was the most like the theater I saw Return of the Jedi in.
So, oh, that's good. I like that.
That was the bar I had expected. You know, it's just the movie theater. You know, so I'm not living there.
Good for you.
But last night saw what I think is probably the best version, which is IMAX 3D. Down at the Boston Common.
And nice.
It was really gigantic and big, and the 3D looked good, and I was, like, blown away. It was awesome to see it like that.
I saw it for the second time the other night.
Very well.
Chestnut Hill Fancy
Ooh,
Theater.
That is nice.
Where we saw, like, Age of Ultron and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, where John and I fisted.
Yeah.
Yep. All through that movie.
But, I mean, it's great to see it in there. Obviously, it's great to see it anywhere, but, you know, and in 3D and all that stuff. But the screen isn't huge, but it's nice. It's
Oh, but you saw it in 3D.
Very well, yeah, 3D. And so you know how that theater is. You can order drinks and you can, you know.
That's the best part of that theater.
Yeah.
Ordering the drinks.
Yeah, I got a beer and Rachel got wine and everything. But the guy next to me got this, like, kind of like, Rachel, when I described it, Rachel said it's what they call a skinny girl margarita. Where it's like a, it's, I don't even know what's in it, but it's like a margarita. It's basically like lime juice and whatever they put in margaritas.
Tequila, triple sec. And
yeah, whatever it was. It was like a pared down, whatever. It was very specific, though. And then he sent it back.
What else?
In a movie theater, you know.
Come on.
He sent his drink back. He said it was too sweet. Come on, dude. Like,
so the bartender, when he was on the other end, he's like, well, I'll get you too sweet.
I know. Let me sweeten this drink up a little bit. But the other funny thing was, so that, you know how like they walk you to your seats there? Like an usher takes you to the seat and says, here's your seat.
And they say, ush.
Usher takes you to your seat?
Yes, Usher.
Yeah, good old Usher.
They really do it up right there. Boop, 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 boop. They get Usher to take it to you. Anyway, so they take you to your seat. And so, this, you know, there's the two levels. There's like Super Lux and there's Lux Light. And there's a price difference. So one guy
And then there's Skinny Margarita and regular Margarita.
Right, exactly. So this guy and his wife get taken to their seats in the Lux Light section, and the guy didn't like it, so he moved down to one of the Super Lux seats.
Oh.
And, like, that's like buying a coach ticket for a plane and then deciding, well, no, I'd rather sit in first class.
Well, I got to hand it to him. Did it work?
No, because the people came, and he was like, they were like, sir, you have to sit in your assigned seats, and he didn't want to get up. Like, he didn't want to go. And eventually, they just walked out of the theater. They didn't even,
wow.
They didn't even stay.
That's stupid.
I know. You just paid like $20.
Paid all that money for that shit.
But he was really grumpy about it. And yeah, missed the movie.
He was probably out yelling at the manager.
Probably was, but he never came back in as far as I could see. So
I like to picture this guy has like a toupee that's like falling off as he's like yelling at the manager. And he keeps slicking it back. His face is all red and his face is all sweaty.
I couldn't see what he looked like because it was dark by that point. Like they were showing the trailers and whatever.
Is this the same guy that spit out the skinny margarita because it was too sweet?
No, unfortunately. That guy, although I will say this, we were talking about, you know, like movie theater etiquette and all that stuff. The guy was using his phone during like the trailers.
Oh, boy.
And you were like, dude, James Bond.
No, I didn't say anything.
Exactly. Thank you. I was thinking about that yesterday at the theater as well, John.
This guy turned off his phone and put it in his pocket and then turned to me and said, sorry.
Oh, very nice.
That was actually quite enjoyable.
I think if it's in the trailers, you know.
Right. No, I wasn't going to say anything during the trailers, but I was looking at it because I was thinking like, oh, is he going to do this during
Is this guy going to James Bond this thing?
Yeah. He's going to Spectre me?
Yeah. Is he going to Spectre me?
Anyways, but yep. So what the funny thing was, so yeah, Rachel and I saw it on the 6th, which was the day it like passed Avatar or something like that.
So you helped.
It's like, because of us! Mm. But I was reading this thing about, it was in like Forbes or something too, but it was like, even accounting for like higher priced tickets and all that stuff, as far as tickets sold, it's still already in the top 10, like as far as number of tickets sold. Top 10 all time.
Are there other Star Wars movies?
Because you guys keep going back and seen it a million times.
Have you only seen it once?
No, I saw it twice.
Oh, I see. So there you go.
Are there other Star Wars movies in that top 10? Like,
I don't
know.
I didn't see the whole list. Like, Snow White is number one or something.
Oh, of course. How many times have I seen that in the theater? Wow. Wowie.
Well, it only costs, like, you know, a nickel to see that, probably.
It's going
to
give you a nickel.
But if it makes more money, like, if it keeps going up, which, like, I don't know how high it's going to go, but it could pass Snow White as far as.
And even if you went by, I guess if you went by, like, number of tickets, like, and took the money out of it, like, there's so many more people in the world today, and there's so many more movie theaters. You know what I mean? So.
That's true, too. Yes, you're right. There were only about, like, what, a few thousand people in the world when Snow White came
out. Yeah, that was right after the dinosaurs went away.
They all the cavemen bought tickets.
Yeah.
They liked it, though. You know, it's a good story. So, anyways.
And I liked it. I'll just say I liked the 3D because I was less, not that I was confused, but when, and all the dogfight scenes and anything where they used 3D as a space, it made way more sense. Like the TIE fighter fight at the beginning made more sense to me visually, like when I was watching it. And like the Millennium Falcon, you know, and the TIE fighters on Jakku, like that made more sense. And all the stuff at the end, I like, as a story, it was easier for me to tell what was going on.
Oh, very good. When I started 3D, it didn't really matter, but I guess if you see on a big screen like you did, like the big screen,
it was huge.
Make a difference.
But. I said to Stacey, I was like, I'm not going to say no, but I think I'm good with seeing it that third time. I don't need to go see it in the theater again. But maybe if somebody hasn't seen it, they need someone to hold their hand or. You know,
fist them
through the movie. I'll consider going. Yeah, sure. I'll go see. Oh, you want to see? Oh, you haven't seen it yet? Oh, I'll go see it. But yeah, I'm pretty good.
That way too. I mean, it was Rachel's birthday the other day, and I said, "What do you want to do?" She said, "I want to see Star Wars again." So that was what we did.
Nerds.
Unless every weekend, which has been me like the last 2 weekends, like, you want to see Star Wars tonight? No, let's go tomorrow. Okay, yeah. That's happened the last 2 weeks.
Excellent. Well, you're the reason then that it's getting all the money, passing Avatar and all. I'm just glad because Avatar was such a bad movie.
And they're like expanding it too, doing more. Yeah, like, who gives a shit? Who gives a blue shit?
Yeah, I've never even blue seen shit. Because I just know I wasn't going to, it just wasn't my thing.
I think I only watched about 20 or minutes or half an hour of it. I was like, all right, that's enough. This movie is. It's really long too, so I was like, there's no way.
Well, did you see it at the theater or did you see
No. And maybe it's better in the theater. I don't care.
I went to see it when it came out in the theater because it was like the first 3D thing. And like our friend Brian, I showed up with my blue and red 3D glasses. And they were like, no, you can't. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Well.
You can still wear them. It's just not how it works.
Yeah. It's going to look very good.
You can be Biff's sidekick guy there and wear them. Biff from Back to the Future. I always thought that was pretty funny.
That was good.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Anyways.
We didn't tie it into Back to the Future.
That was
a
good movie. Yeah.
That was definitely it.
So was the 3D ride.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. And Doc Brown taking our picture. And...
What 3D ride?
No, that was even better.
Is that at one of your amusement parks?
Yeah. When we saw Doc Brown, and then he, instead of getting a picture taken with him, he took a picture of us.
Where was that?
It was at Universal in L.A.
Oh, very well. Funny.
That was on our honeymoon.
Oh, very well. Well, John, I want to say to you, you are working on a new book.
I heard.
Comics here.
Oh, wait, yeah. No, I know this, yes.
Yes, you know this.
Yes.
And working you're on, but your name is on the cover.
As it should be.
Yes, well done.
I was the one that told everybody. I got nothing. Sorry.
Well, the book, it's called...
How come they only put the last names on the cover? I wish it said the writer and the artist, just last names, but then for colors, it says Colors by John Hunt.
Yeah.
And also if it said awesome.
Yeah. Also awesome. Starring. You know, like you want to be like the, at the end of the thing, like...
Like Samuel L. Jackson would always get.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the book is called Wretched Things. It's comicsology, it's there, right? Number one is there already?
I guess so. Well, it's coming out in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay, 2 weeks. And it's a comics experience IDW, joint.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good. We both went there.
Yeah, so this was part of the comics experience thing that they have if you're a member of the writing forum thing or the artist one or whatever, and you can eventually get your book published through IDW. So very, well. Very exciting. And then John can maybe do your colors.
Yeah. May not be the fastest on getting them done, but I'm working on it. I used to be real fast.
Oh.
Then I got old.
Yeah, you got old.
But yeah, no, old. It's cool. It's real cool. These guys, Ken Perry and Devin Wong, are good guys.
They're, I think I remember those guys from the... I remember the Devin Wong. I remember him from my time on the...
He wasn't one of those people that went mew, mew, mew.
No, he wasn't one of those. I don't think he reviewed my book, but that doesn't...
Was he one of those guys that's like, meow, meow, meow?
No. I just remember seeing his name. I might have reviewed his. I don't know. I don't remember. But you had to review a certain amount, and then people could review yours. But, yeah, I mean, I was paying a lot of money, and I kind of just wasn't satisfied with the reviews I was getting because they weren't...
Because they weren't, like, brilliant!
Well, no, it's not that. I get I'm not the greatest, but, I mean, I feel like they were just trying to find things instead of just seeing, like, this is good. You know, like, nothing is... Like, I'm not a like a pro, so it's not going to be amazing. But, like, I don't know. But then the thing was, then you get a professional review, and I feel like even that guy didn't do a good job.
Wow. Person coming down on this.
I'm sorry. No, I know. I know.
I'm talking about him instead of about me.
I'm not saying anything bad about you. I'm sorry. That was just my personal experience. A lot of people are on there.
Your personal comics experience.
A lot of people are on there. They love it. They have a good time. They got a good community there. I think the idea is great. It's just it's tough.
You're also not meeting people in person. And, like, what I mean by that is, like, you're not taking a class with them, and you see them, and you're interacting with them. Like, you're only interacting with these peers of yours online. So yeah. That's kind of like, you know, if you met somebody in a class, and you're like, you like them as a person, but you thought their work could use some work, you would probably treat it a little differently. You'd probably be like, oh, well, hey, and try this.
Yeah, and if you were in a class, there would be an instructor there sort of trying to give you more creative... You know, like feedback, not just like, I didn't like the way you said that this guy was like Tommy Lee Jones, because that's a pop culture reference that no one's going to get. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Whatever, that kind of stuff. But anyways, we got off track. I'm sorry. Wretched. Go buy it on Comixology.
In 2 weeks.
And marvel at John's color work.
I'm very pleased. I think the artist and I worked quite well together. That would be Ken, the artist. And they picked me because of my sort of brushy style.
Very well.
Yeah. So, yeah, check it out. It's a good story. They're good guys. And then we can keep making more when everybody is like, this is fucking fantastic. You guys are amazing.
That's the ticket, Maddie.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, he's a very detailed artist, and it takes me forever to get through these pages.
All right. So there you go. You like detailed art.
So at least
art.
Make it worth time, my while here. You know? Put a lot of effort into this. It's really hard work.
Well, yeah. But, the cool thing about Comixology is that, like, yeah, it's just – it's there, and the money can just come pouring in. Pour it in, unless you're
– Yeah, that's how comics work. The money pours in.
But you know what I mean. You don't have to pay printing costs and all that. I think
eventually the hope is to get it out in print. But we need good Comixology numbers in order to do that.
There you go.
So do your part, you know?
Yeah.
Crying out loud. I would do it for you guys. You know? Tom and Tim.
Tom and Tim. That's right. He would do it. And while you're on Comixology, just go buy Robin Hood 1 and 2.
Might as well do that, too.
Yeah.
Might as well do that. You only have to do it once. I mean, then it's going to be there.
That's right. Just click on it.
Oh, I remember, like, I haven't read it yet because I asked, like, hey, is there a way I can download this? I should just ask you to send me the damn PDF.
But... You want the damn PDF?
Well, I have. They sent me a PDF, but it's like I can only... Oh, no, I figured out how to download it. Never mind.
All right.
They sent it to me in a weird folder.
Oh.
A Hightail folder, and I didn't see a download link until just now when we were talking about it. Oh. I said, I prefer to look at this on my iPad, not in my stupid browser.
I didn't tell you that the Wretched Things looks amazing on a tablet.
Well, that's my preferred If I can't get a floppy, that's what I like.
A floppy disk?
Yeah, I'm usually walking around with a floppy.
Like, colors just pop so much more on a screen than they do in the print, because you're only using three colors, you know?
Yeah.
And, but in printing, you're using four, and it's that added layer of like black in there that kind of mutes it.
Look at that.
Yeah. So there you go. So buy it on fucking Comixology.
Yeah.
And then you can buy it as a floppy if you want, just to compare.
It's true. That's like a good, advertisement for digital comics right there. From a colorist.
Yeah, look at
colorist pop.
Everything that I send and I look at it on my iPad, I'm like, this looks way better than I thought it did. You know, it even looks better than my screen because I have my screen. Well, I have it calibrated for print, so.
Like, I suppose that's the
screen that I work on for work, not my iPad screen.
Right.
It's awesome.
It's probably still. Most of your work is probably still for print, I guess.
Yeah.
John, can I ask you a question about the book itself?
Sure.
If someone was afraid of spiders and rats, is this
is afraid of spiders?
Yeah, sort of like me,
Is this a book they'd want to read?
Yeah, they would, because they're not real spiders and rats.
Okay.
Here's the hard part about working on this book, is that I would have to ask Jen to check the reference they would send me first. Be like, can you look at this and make sure it's not too scary? Because I'm a big fucking wuss.
So, like, but I mean, if it scares you, it probably will scare them.
That's real pictures. Real pictures.
Oh, yeah, the real.
You don't look at real pictures, like a big, huge, hairy spiders, but.
For your reference. Okay, yeah.
One spider in this so far, and it's a nice spider, it's a friend.
Oh.
And it's like a semi-transparent spider. So it didn't scare me to look at it.
I would not want to be looking at that.
That's good. That's what being married is all about.
Yeah.
Look at this scary spider?
I don't like it here.
I need to look at it for work, but I just can't.
Well, anyways, Wretched Things.
If you don't look at this big scary spider, might not be able to eat this week.
I don't look at the spider.
I guilted her into poor. It. Yeah, I was like, how do you like having a house? No? No? Okay, fine.
We might live in a house infested with spiders.
Right. So free house, isn't it? I bet you like that.
Actually, sadly, we have a lot of spiders in our house because we live so close to the damn fucking water.
Let's get those cats
on it. Don't
you
have two cats to eat those things?
Yeah, like, I mean, they could, if you know, they find them. So, sort of like in Wretched Things, there's a giant cat they have to overcome.
Spoilers.
Yeah,
no, people can buy the book.
I didn't say anything happened with the cat. It's just presenting an obstacle at one point.
Very well. You know, and I know we've probably talked about this too, but there are people who think that Comixology is bad and like, oh, I didn't make... I read this one thing. Clay sent me this guy. I don't know who. I'm sorry. I don't want to rag on him.
Guy?
Like an article this guy wrote. And how much he hated Comixology. He didn't make any money. They didn't promote it. Blah, blah, blah.
They're not supposed to promote it, right?
I mean, they can if they want. They promote like the guys you've heard of because they want to make money too.
They also sometimes will do like, here's all the stuff in Submit. You know, check out the Submit.
Yeah, they did it recently. A lot of the big ones like were 50% off or whatever, and I was kind of like, "Oh, I wish mine was on there." But I get it; I'm not like a known guy. They're a business; they got to make money.
Yep.
So they're not going to make money promoting me. You got to promote yourself. But anyway, this guy was like, "Oh, I mean, like, oh, I can't believe it! I had to do all this work to get it ready, and then it didn't." But I don't know. Like, it's like free to post it. You know, it's
not
costing you anything. And then at the end, he was like, I mean, I'll probably leave him up there. Like, yeah, you're not really taking a big stand here.
I mean, that's what I thought.
Well, it's like you said, John. I mean, you're not making money. I mean, if you're doing this to make money, then that's a bad idea. Because you're not going to make a lot of money. You're not going to make millions.
Nope, sadly.
You got to just do it because you like it. Oh, well. Anyways, what else is going on? Did Secret Wars end? I kind of
I thought there was something I saw about them putting something like a recap thing out or something.
Did it like end though, or
I don't know. I didn't read any more than the.
All right. maybe that's a good idea because it was so long ago. So here's the funny thing: I bought Rocket and Groot number one just because I liked the Rocket book and I liked the Groot book. I thought, well, let's try this. It wasn't that good, honestly, but the thing I wanted to talk about was they make reference to something happening to them during the Secret Wars, but they can't say what it was. They can't even, and like they even make a joke like during that war thing that was kind of secret or whatever. But I'm like, Jesus. Why do they keep coming out with these books that talk about it when it didn't end yet? Like, it's so bad. Like, what a disaster. Ugh. I don't know. It's infuriating. So anyway, but yeah, like there's some reference to Rocket and Groot disappearing. And then like there's some other, like they go into this alternate realm and there's a guy named Shrub and a guy named Pockets.
Oh God.
And I'm just like, oh, and at first I thought like, oh, if that's like a one panel joke, I can live with it. But it went on and on with those two guys. I was like, not good.
Who's writing this crap?
Scotty Young writes this stuff.
Yeah.
Scotty Young is writing it.
Oh, and you normally like him.
I don't know about that.
I do. This was weak. Very weak. And then, I don't know, whatever. It doesn't even matter. But and of course, the Shrub guy says, like, me am Shrub. Those are the only words.
Get out of town.
I'm sorry. Get out of town.
Get out of here.
Get out of town. I didn't know you did anything creative. Anyways, so yeah. So we still don't know what happened, I don't know. We're the worst podcasts ever. We don't actually know what.
But not the worst. I've heard worse.
I've heard worse. I mean, who cares?
That's good to know, actually.
I just don't care. How's that for a stance?
Yeah, we have never cared about Secret Wars, and we never will, so.
Yeah, if they're going to. I mean, I'm already like 5 issues into like a new universe, if you will. You know? Yeah. Like, who cares?
Right.
Exactly. They reset it somehow in Secret Wars. I don't need to know how it happened.
And they don't even remember, and so why should we care if none of the people...
Yeah, they don't care either.
Huh. So, anyway, I just thought it was a bad... It's just bad. I guess they just couldn't wait anymore. Like,
You can't put your entire fucking company on hold because some artist can't finish the job.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, there were a bunch of, like, at the New England Comics in Brooklyn, they had all these boxes of Secret Wars, like, tie-ins and stuff, and it said... Like, it said something like...
Best
like,
offer.
Yeah, it said, like, thanks anyway, Hickman, or something like that. It was like, you tried, Hickman, or whatever. Like, it was pretty funny. But, yeah, it's kind of like...
Why didn't they just have Secret Wars just be, like, the ridiculous other Secret Wars that happened? And, like, have them all go into space for no reason and fight a big thing?
Like, yeah, I don't know. They wanted to put the Secret War name on it, but I guess it really...
They're like, it's not 1984. Readers are more sophisticated.
Really?
But instead, readers just don't show up, like me, because I'm like, this is dumb.
Yeah, I bought 2 issues.
That's all I bought, and then I just went and watched what happened on that Comics Explain video channel on YouTube. I was like, well, this is free. And the guy talks about it and shows panels from it, so I can see what he's talking about as well. So.
And I don't have to pay... Yeah. $3.99 for a piece of shit book.
Yeah.
That I won't understand anyway.
I still didn't even understand even when he was... He didn't even understand it.
Well, anyway, yeah, well, you're right. I mean, we shouldn't care about it now because it's all over. But, like, it is strange that they make reference to it. If I was them, I wouldn't even... I just would pretend it never even happened. Because it pretty much didn't. It didn't happen yet.
Yeah, you still don't even know.
Yeah. Oh, well, they're also in that...
I don't even understand what the reasoning for doing this was. They were going to reboot their universe, but then it's sort of the same, right?
Sort of,
but I mean, right? it's not so crazy different or anything other than Ultimate Spider-Man is around or something.
Ultimate Spider-Man, yeah, he'll be in... But he's just called Spider-Man.
Why would you have 2 guys called Spider-Man? Wouldn't you want to change their names?
I know. Well, no, I mean, the
is
book.
Is that what they do with the Flash, too? Like, they've got 2 Flashes and they're both called the Flash?
I don't know. I don't buy that.
There's only one Flash right now.
But when they did, there was 2 Flashes, they were both the Flash?
Yeah.
The Flash!
Well, it was like Flash and Kid Flash.
Kid Flash.
But when they did that thing with Ethan Van Sciver and Geoff Johns, right? And there were two Flashes.
But then Barry became the Flash. So it wasn't like Barry
was
took...
the other Flash retired?
Yeah, the other, something happened.
The one with the pot on his head?
Oh.
No. That's never mind. Let's forget it.
I was thinking about that series today.
That guy became gay or something. No, that was Green Lantern. That's too many people with the same name.
Well, yeah, it's very weird. So yeah, Miles Morales is in. There is no Ultimate Universe anymore, obviously. So it doesn't. There's nowhere else for these people to go, right?
How about just not doing it anymore?
Yeah, that's well because I think he was pretty popular. Clay liked it. Right?
I did like it. Still do. And it's going to be Sarah Pacelli on art. Bendis on the new version.
Oh, so, really? Bendis is. Yeah.
I think I have. But hey, you know what? You're reading shit. Iron Man.
I know, and I like it. You know what? Bendis is good when it's one main character. It's the group stuff that I don't like for Bendis. You know, then everybody sounds the same. Like when he was doing Avengers, but I liked him on Ultimate Spider-Man, and I like him on Iron Man. So Mary Jane is just going to be. This is another thing I had a problem with. The new Iron Man, he talks, he has a chat with Mary Jane. He doesn't know who she is. He just knows that she has some superhero connection. See, but I guess because of that whole that we were never married bullshit, they were. But so stop does Mary Jane remember? I don't know. Like, what is? I don't get it.
Oh,
did Clay read the new Iron Man?
I did, but I don't even really think of that stuff that you are getting hung up on. Like, I just am like, oh, that's happening now. Okay. And she's like, he's like trying to hire her to be the new Pepper Potts in a way.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
No, it's fine. It's something to get her involved, I guess, in comics, get the character in. But I don't know why. I wish I was like you and I could just look past
it. Turn it off. It just doesn't affect. Like, they could be like, and Superman's here. And it'd be like, oh, cool. I guess Superman's in the Iron Man comic for some reason.
I can't do that. I can't turn it off. It bothers me. And that was years ago. That
like,
was
I forget that would, like, that didn't pop up as it that being, like, some sort of conflict or anything to me. I just read it and moved on.
You're a good man, Clay.
Well, maybe I wasn't paying attention. I don't know. That's a possibility, too.
I just don't pay attention.
Yeah, I just don't pay attention, nor care.
Well, I mean, I was reading it, so like he's talking about Mary Jane, and he's like, she looks familiar, is what was what he said first. And I'm remembering when Spider-Man was in the Avengers, and Mary Jane lived in the Avengers mansion or tower or whatever the hell, and whatever. And then at the end, he's like, I don't really know. I know you have some loose superhero connection. I'm like, okay, so he doesn't remember. Does Mary Jane remember? How does she even know that she had a superhero connection? I mean, I know she hung out with Spider-Man a little bit.
Well, in the new, this Marvel, like, he knows that, like, Spider-Man has, like, been protecting her nightclub that she's running and stuff.
Which he blew up by, like...
But he knows, like, he knows that, like, that she knows Spider-Man. That's all he knows.
I just, you know what, that's the kind of, when you mess with shit like that, that's just what happens years later, because then you have to go and explain all this shit away. You know, it's just so annoying to me. I gotta be more like Clay.
Yeah.
Oh,
attention.
I'm reading a Marvel press release, and on this says Secret Wars number 9 will be out this Wednesday, the 13th.
Whoa! Yay!
So,
yeah, whatever. I will say,
yeah, whatever. Like,
just so you know.
Oh, thank you. I'll be rushing to the store. I do like Iron Man, though, and the Bendis thing is good. But speaking of Spider-Man, I wasn't too crazy about this issue of Amazing Spider-Man. They got a new artist. Not as good. There were Miley Cyrus jokes in there. Just like, come on, Slot.
I like the old days when Lee would put in jokes about Johnny Carson.
Hudson. At least Johnny Carson appealed to adults. I mean, what did Miley Cyrus? I mean, come on, because there was some kind of wrecking ball, like...
Oh, no, don't even start.
All right. I won't even... All right, we're done here.
I didn't read that one yet.
It's fine. I mean, I've really liked them all so far, and this one, it just... Oh, maybe it's because I don't like the villain Mr. Negative. I feel like that's a really dumb name.
That'd be your villain name.
He's kind of a cool guy.
Or yours. Thank you very much, John.
Hey, I'm I hate Positivity Week.
So you're Mr. Negative.
That's Awesome Negative to you.
Oh, sorry, Awesome Negative. Next time you're on the cover with a credit, it'll say Mr. John, Mr. Negative Hunt. Anyways,
I'll be negative about something. I'm not too impressed with the new Daredevil.
Yeah, me neither.
Two issues in. I might have to drop it. I don't like his stupid invisibility cloak Robin sidekick. I don't like that Mark Waid isn't writing the book anymore. I just don't like it. I do like Ron Garney's art.
I like the art a lot, but I'm finding it a little weak. It's not really up on what I liked about the Mark Waid stuff was that it had Foggy and his girlfriend and his stuff. It wasn't just him fighting the bad guys. He had a life.
And Charles Soule is a lawyer too, so he throws in all this lawyer garbage.
Yeah.
Which is cool when you're if you care, but I don't, I just don't care.
You know, I don't care either.
I didn't like his She-Hulk because of the same reason. You know,
too lawyery.
He's like, here's a lawyer thing, and oh, well, there's a habeas corpus reason that happened to blah, blah, blah. And it's all right.
I guess the whole thing we're supposed to care about is that he switched. So he used to be a defendant, and now he's a prosecutor or whatever.
Yeah, now he's the DA.
Yeah. So I don't understand. First of all, do they know that Matt Murdock was Daredevil now or not? I forget.
I don't think so. No,
I've lost track of all that. How did that happen?
It's more in line with the TV show where he's nobody knows who he is.
But just a couple months ago, everybody knew that Matt Murdock was Daredevil.
Well, why don't you tune in to Secret Wars number 9?
No, I don't. Out this Wednesday. No. I'll just watch that YouTube channel that John watched.
Yeah. Comics Explained.
Thursday, and I'll figure it out.
Comics Explained.
Speaking of She-Hulk, so I know you read the first issue with Totally Awesome Hulk, right? Now, so the second one came out. Did you read that yet?
No, I'm not reading. I'm buying any more of those.
Really? I thought you were into it. It's not good. I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, really?
You made a good choice.
Interesting.
I'm going to have to divorce this one.
You know, kind of boff that one?
And then marry, boff, kill. I think I married it. Now I'm going to divorce it.
Now you're going to get an annulment.
Yeah, an annulment. It looks really rushed, actually. You know, it seems like there was a panel that was a really small panel that I think should have been a big panel. Because there was a big event and it was in this tiny little panel. And then the next page is a full page spread. I was like, well, why didn't they just get rid of the stupid, splash page thing? And have more of what's going on here. I mean, She-Hulk's in there. Ultimate Spider-Man, whatever he is now, is in there. And I don't even remember them showing up. They were just there. I don't remember them being introduced as being part of the storyline. So yeah, this one is...
it's a piece, as you would say.
And I love Greg Pak, but I'm not going to...
Yeah.
I don't think I can buy it.
I mean, it's not like Bruce Banner or Hulk. Why would you buy it?
No.
Which Hulk is the Hulk now? I've forgotten.
This kid, Amadeus Cho.
Cho. Yep. Friend of...
Smartest person, whatever.
Yeah, he's the fourth smartest person. They're explaining what happened to Bruce Banner.
Someone's coming your way, Clay.
Oh, excellent.
And I'll send it to you, Durs.
Oh, thanks.
Sneak peek.
Ooh.
Boy, oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
But yeah! I just finished.
I hit the wrong button.
I hit the spider button, I guess.
Yeah, a spider in it.
Very well. This is issue 2?
Yep.
Oh,
very God. Cool.
There it is. I always hit the wrong thing. Very well.
The spider looks like he kind of has a...
Don't describe it.
Turn of the century Downton Abbey mustache.
Mustache? I do say so. Actually.
All I will say is great colors on screen.
Thank you very much.
And
it's
sure
like he's a spider, book. But he's a man as well.
It's not
Spider-Man!
Gibbon
Did you
color.
See there's another, there's a Spidey book? Did you get that, Clay? Or?
I am not buying that either.
Okay. Me neither.
That is, although it does kind of appeal to me, it's like the sort of high school,
yeah,
pre-Spider-Man Spidey, which is my favorite kind of Spidey.
I agree.
I don't like 21-year-old Spidey.
How old is he supposed to be now, anyway?
I think in his 20s.
Really? Because he's like a billionaire.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
But he's like in his 20s, like... He's like, I guess now he would be more like Mark Zuckerberg or something. Like, he launched a Spidey app. And
right. Well, now he runs Parker Industries. So. Whatever. there are a lot.
A lively bunch today. Now that I've finished working, I can contribute more to the conversation.
And well, we're wrapping up. So. No, I mean, Marvel's just coming out with so many books that I just can't even... really keep up with them all and really bring
that's
myself
sort of like you know there. The books, I guess we could narrow it down. The books I do like are, I do like Wolverine, all new
Wolverine is very good. Yes, that is good.
New issue that out this week, enjoying it.
Yes.
I'm probably not gonna buy Old Man Logan because I don't really like Jeff Lemire all that much.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not going to get that either.
He said he didn't like you much either.
Huh? What a jerk!
Yeah. So it's probably for the best.
Yeah, I don't... It's funny. Like, some of the people... they're coming out with a Mockingbird book, like a... And stuff like that. It seems so... Like...
On TV.
Yeah, that's true. So that's probably why they're doing it. But, you know, that 1872 book... That was out. They have a Red Wolf, like, title now. Like, what? Like, the Indian guy who was in that book.
Which I almost bought because that's one of my favorite writers, Nathan Edmondson, who was writing The Punisher and did a whole bunch of other books there.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, I feel like they're, I don't know how many books they actually released, but it's like a lot. I spent like $40 at the store the other day just buying regular books.
Oh, please tell me about the Anakin and Obi-Wan book, because I did not buy that, but I kind of think I'm going to.
Don't. I mean, you can if you want.
Is it a prequel of a book?
No, it's like a real number one, but like not a lot happened. So what happened? This is like teenage Anakin. I don't know how old he's supposed to be. It's obviously after Phantom Menace, before Attack of the Clones.
They should call it Annie, like they call the other one Spidey.
They should. Obi and Annie.
Obi and Annie.
It's just them on some weird planet and like...
Do they fall into a nest of Gundarks?
No, what I'm waiting
for... Obi-Wan dressing down Anakin. No, you shouldn't use that fork, Anakin.
In. They're on some weird uncharted planet. They save some people or whatever. It's not a lot happens, really. But they do a lot of flashbacks... Or one big flashback of Anakin training, and apparently he's really good with the lightsaber, but they're like, oh, he's too emotional or whatever. And Palpatine is there. He's like, nah, he's great. Let me talk to him.
Yeah, get out of my way. I've got evil things. I mean, I've got to compliment the boy.
I know. It's like, no one saw this coming. The guy was evil forever.
That's why you should check out the Red Letter Media Mr. Plinkett reviews of all the prequels, because he just points out how everybody in all the movies are stupid. And they're great reviews.
Everybody in all the movies?
Yeah, he's like, oh, Yoda. Because he's playing this character, Mr. Plinkett, who's a weird old fucking strange man. Women tied up in his basement when he goes down to look for something.
Those are
like,
the
please
best.
Let us go!
Well, anyways, so yeah, there was one weird thing that I wanted to mention about Obi-Wan and Anakin. I can't remember what it is now. But that was basically it. The whole thing was the flashback. Oh, and they make some kind of thing where, like, he's, like, very – like, Obi-Wan is very leery, and he kind of wants to leave, like, the Jedi Order because he doesn't trust he doesn't like being – that they take orders from the Chancellor and all that bullshit. It's kind of like George Lucas type of crap, you know, like that nobody really cares about.
Yeah.
Like the prequels were all about all this.
Just do an Obi-Wan Kenobi solo book where he's doing shit.
Yeah.
The stuff, yeah.
Like when he's like keeping an eye on Luke, like all the stuff that happens to him there.
Yeah,
they had that one issue of Star Wars that was Obi-Wan doing solo shit on Tatooine.
Swing that lightsaber, Ben Kenobi. I think it was on the cover of an old Marvel. It was something like that.
But the actual Star Wars book is still very, very well.
Oh, Darth Vader, too.
Yeah. There was a new Star Wars this week. This Vader Down storyline is getting close to wrapping up. It's pretty amazing. They have, like, this General Grievous Admiral Akbar guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah. He's pretty cool. And Chewbacca has a Wookiee fight with the other bad Wookiee, which is kind of cool. Yeah. Very, very good stuff still. Mike Diodato is doing the art on that now, so if you like him.
I have mixed feelings about his art. Oh, I like it, but I don't at the same time.
The funny thing about that is his stuff always comes out very dark.
Yeah, I think that's probably why I don't like it.
Does he do his own inks or something, or what's the deal?
Maybe. I'll ask him.
Yeah, ask him.
Yeah, talk to him tonight.
Yeah, give him a call.
Yeah.
See if he wants to be on the podcast.
All right. I mean, we could ask Robert Atkins if he wants to be on the podcast. Well. He is currently away on Skype. But...
Oh, well, next time.
Clay S. Reynolds on, though. Could ask him.
Yeah.
Well, I like LaRocca on Darth Vader. And I love the way Karen Gillan writes this book, too. It's very Star Wars. Very Star Wars.
Very, very Star Wars.
Very well. So I was talking to speed of Star Wars, and so the next Star Wars movie, not Episode 8, but the
Rogue One.
Rogue Squadron. Yeah, the Rogue. That's coming out like next.
Rogue Nation.
That's how they get the plans of the Death Star, basically, right?
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that that movie doesn't seem to matter as much, seeing as how the Empire keeps making more Death Stars. You know,
there must be plenty of floppy disks with that.
What they need to do is kill all these Death Star engineer guys. Mm. Then
I read a very brief plot synopsis about the movie, and I can tell you if you want.
Yeah, please.
Mads Mikkelsen is going to be an Oppenheimer type who comes up with, you know, solves the problem of the Death Star and then develops a conscience.
Interesting.
And
he's also in Doctor Strange, by the way.
Mads Mikkelsen?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, making the third round. So the Death Star develops a conscience?
No, he does as the developer of a giant super weapon.
Oh, so he decides like, oh, I can't do this.
He's like, well, guy's kind of fucked up. I shouldn't have done it, you know.
So like Oppenheimer. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Phil Oppenheimer.
He came and cleaned my toilet out the other day.
Yeah, and then he was like, I shouldn't have done that. All that bacteria I killed that was in that toilet.
This plunger is like a giant weapon. The thing, it's funny. I'll be excited about that when it starts. Was there anybody else in it like that was famous or?
I don't know. I forget.
All right. Well, we'll figure that out.
It's going to be done by Gareth Edwards.
Oh, yes. He's Godzilla. Director Godzilla, right?
Yeah. The movie that Joust didn't like.
Huh?
The movie Joust didn't like.
What?
Joust. Yeah. He likes everything.
Yeah, but he didn't like Godzilla. Remember, he and I were getting in fake fights about what was crappier, Godzilla or Green Lantern? And I think I've been that argument.
There's no way that...
Hands down, I mean.
I mean, Green Lantern is...
Wow.
What can you say good about that movie? It was so bad.
At least it wasn't really long.
Yeah. Sorry, Josh.
At least it wasn't really long.
I don't know about Episode 8, though, because I didn't like Looper and the guy that directed that, and I can't think of his name, wrote and directed Looper.
I never saw Looper.
Did you see Looper, Clay?
I liked Looper a lot.
I liked Looper for the first 45 minutes. I was like, this is great. And then I hated it. But I may have talked about this before on the show.
Yeah, we talked about this.
I like any of those time travel movies. They always trick my mind. They tickle my mind.
He meets himself and they start talking and they hate each other. I'm like, this is you. Why are you getting in a fight with yourself?
Hey, if I saw myself like 10 years ago, I'd probably hate myself.
But I'd be like,
fucking
you know
idiot.
What?
You know?
Yeah, I might say that. Maybe stop being so dumb, but, you know, I would at least listen to myself because it was me.
Well, that's true. I would listen to myself. I don't know. I'm pretty skeptical. Maybe I wouldn't even listen to myself. I'd have to prove to myself that I was myself.
Find that weird mole on your body and go, look, here it is. Look, we're the same. And then tell them some sort of random fact that no one else would know.
Yeah. I probably got a lot of those. Yeah. All right. So this is what I'm going to do when I travel back in time and tell myself.
Go, like, remember that time that we fell into that nest of Gundarks?
That was a good day.
A long time ago. Long time. Speaking of Looper, though, did anyone see Predestination?
Nope.
That was another time travel movie, and I like the way they tickle my brain. They tickle my brain.
Tickle your brain, eh? I don't know. They get really, like, weird sometimes because they don't bother explaining what it's about. It, you know, like, as bad as a movie as Time Cop was, at least they explained what the deal was with it. You know, like, it wasn't confusing. It was just like, okay, same matter can't occupy the same space, so if you go back in time and talk to yourself, you can't touch yourself. And they said, oh, and you know what? You can't go into the future because it hasn't happened yet. Mm. Makes sense, right?
Yep.
Okay, there you go. That's
written by Mike Richardson of Dark Horse fame.
Wow.
Publisher of Dark
Horse. I mean, not a great movie, but at least they had it. At least they had their facts straight. They're like, this is how time travel works in our world.
Yep.
So there you go. Maybe if it had somebody else other than Van Damme.
I think that movie needed maybe another script rewrite, and it would have been. Sadly, I think that's probably Van Damme's best movie. Well, except for that one that he made a couple years ago. That was actually pretty good.
JCVD or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. That was funny.
You know what's ridiculous? So, like, I was just flipping around, and the movie channels, one of them had a Face-Off on.
Oh.
The movie, you know, John, not the TV show. John Travolta, Nicolas Cage. It was so weird. I like couldn't turn away.
I don't know if I could sit down and watch it again.
I thought like, oh god, Face Off, but I didn't change the channel. I was like, oh yeah, look at this. Mm-hmm. I was like, my god, the acting is so bad in this movie.
But for some reason, I think they did that on How Did This Get Made? And they kept talking about how horrible but awesome it was.
I think
because one of them was like, because it's like the greatest movie ever.
It's so ridiculous that it's actually like good. Like, and I almost think like I wonder if they made this movie now and set it in like the future and didn't have like, and had better actors, and didn't have like, okay, I physically remove your face. Mm-hmm. If they had some kind of weird, I don't know, 3D printing thing or something. To make you look like the other guy as opposed to actually cutting your face off. But like
they do in like all of the Mission Impossible movies.
Yeah, right. Or like Scarlet Witch at the end of Winter Soldier. Scarlet Witch. Why did I say that? Scarlett Johansson is what it is.
That happens to me all the time. I think I do that same thing.
When she did that when she was the old lady and then she pulled her face off kind of.
Yeah.
But like I was like, I bet this could work. And I was like,
right,
no,
let's get on it then.
And John Woo, you know, had to have all his slow motion, weird action things.
Snubs and shit.
And Margaret Cho is in it. What a weird.
Margaret Cho was in it?
Margaret Cho, the comedian?
Yeah, I saw her a bunch of times. Not saw her show, but when I used to work in Provincetown, she was always there doing shows and she was always out and about town.
I mean, I'm sure she's very funny. It just seems weird that you're in this action movie.
Yeah, it's kind
of Nicolas Cage and John Travolta.
Well, I think that's perfect casting. It'd be even better if it was them now.
Right. If they did it and put them in it again, it would it would be so much better.
Yeah.
But do you remember, like, Audra, my girlfriend at the time, loved those two actors? That should have been a sign.
Everyone loved those two actors back then.
Well, that's true. After Pulp Fiction, this is only a couple of years after Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, and then Nicolas Cage won his Academy Award around then.
Oh my god, what a time!
Yeah, 90s were weird, man.
What a time to be alive!
Wow, But anyway, yeah. So
Holly Shore was still making movies back then. That's how weird it was.
What's that one where did he where he got
Biodome?
Biodome, yes. How did you know?
I just, because that was always the trailer that was on at the video store that we worked at.
Oh, you know, speaking of that, I got that book. It's called I Lost It at the Video Store. It's pretty small. So if you want like a quick read, you could probably, John, you would probably appreciate it a lot. But it's
not
about,
even that long.
Yeah.
It's like shorter than West Street.
It's but it's just interviews with people who are working in film now, used to work in video stores or just kind of go to video stores a lot. But I have Quentin Tarantino and Kevin Smith worked in video stores and all these other people. James Franco, weirdly, in it.
James Franco.
Yeah, but it's pretty interesting because they just talk about the culture of it. Like at the time, you literally had to go to the theater to see movies or wait till they were on TV sometimes. Like,
yeah. I miss video stores, I'm telling you. I mean, because I can't find everything that I need out there. You know, it's not all streaming.
I know. It's true. It's annoying.
Yeah. And I don't want to go buy stuff, and Redbox only has, like, current stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we can't go to the sci-fi section of a Redbox. Or here we go. Let's pick a bad movie out to make fun of.
Right. No, you can't do that. You can't go by the cover and be like, well, this looks like a bad movie.
This looks terrible.
Let's read the back.
You know what's funny from the last bad movie night that we had on Amazon Prime there?
Yeah.
And we watched those stupid movies about, like, the naked women from Mars or whatever it was. Now, like, it is recommending all these, like, here's another boob comedy. Like, I was like, oh, anyone that looks at my recommendations is going to sit there and think that I'm, like, always watching these things.
I know, that's the problem with Amazon's recommendations. If I buy something for my nephews, they suddenly think that I want, like, all this goofy stuff.
Mm. Or, well, Amazon thinks I'm just a boob crazy maniac.
Come on. I mean,
I enjoy boobs as much as the next guy, but you know,
you're not a maniac.
Yeah, not a maniac.
Yeah, regular boob enthusiasm. Yeah. Just a regular old man's boob enthusiasm. I'm not a maniac over here.
Yeah, jeez, you know, I partake in the boob every now and then.
Yeah,
you
know? I enjoy it. But
who doesn't enjoy one or two?
I call myself a fanatic.
One or two.
Yeah.
Or if it's Total Recall, three.
Or three, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they remade that movie. They can remake Face Off, by the way.
All right, let's get on it.
Just saying.
The three of us.
All right. You can definitely write a better script than that one.
No, I say we use the same thing and just change the year and the process.
I want John's face. Called it.
Awesome John's face.
Yeah, awesome John.
That's what I want. You're still awesome, right?
I'm awesome enough.
Yeah. None of us could switch with Josh, though, because he's too big.
I think it would be even better if we did. He's the shortest of us, right? Clay, you are, right?
Yeah,
probably.
I think that'd be great, like Clay and Josh switching faces. I'm going to get on that. I'm going to get on that Photoshop.
Oh, it's so, like, so you still want to have Nicolas Cage and John Travolta in it?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, cool. Yeah. Please. Please.
Just have them reprise their roles.
Oh, my God.
But they were like the new generation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, they'll just be really old. Like, let's do.
Who else was in the movie? Who was he married to in the movie?
Oh, I forget her name.
She was in a lot of movies, though, at the time.
Famous. Yeah.
Sort of weird looking. Oldish looking.
Yeah,
sort of
weird looking. Yeah. But he was all like, yeah, I'm going to have sex
Nixon?
With her.
Oh.
I forget.
I can't remember either.
And
well,
John
she'll
Cassavetes?
Now be played with... Who?
John Cassavetes was in it, I think.
Joan Allen?
Joan Allen.
There you go, Clay.
All right, so now instead she'll be played by Steve Allen.
Steve Allen's dead. But that was great. Like, hey!
She'll now be played by the Alan Parsons Project.
All of them?
Yeah. They'll each take a turn.
Oh,
it's going to be the best movie ever. All right, we should end this because I'm just not making sense.
Wait.
Yeah, we're not.
Wait a second.
Wait.
Sorry, that's an old Abington joke.
At least me and Darcy could crack each other up. You know what I was thinking about was that time that we were in Harvard Square. I don't even remember what we did, but then you were like, you can take the boy out of Abington, but you can't take the Abington out of the boy.
I just,
Yeah, I don't know why it struck me as real funny. I don't know, we just crossed the street without looking or something.
I imagine you guys getting mugged. That's what do you say that to the other guys? He's getting mugged and not doing anything.
Well,
and someone is attempting to literally take the Abington out of the boy.
Yeah.
You know what else Darrison used to do on the train rides in for my sisters? And he would tell the stories. He would of Secret Wars. That was one of them. And then how Captain America quit. But he would do it in such an entertaining way that they'd be like, Darrison, tell us another comic book story. Yeah.
I used to sit and play like Spider-Man or what, Maximum Carnage.
Yeah.
And tell them stories about comic book like story arcs.
Yeah, that's great. We should do that on the podcast.
Yeah. I was thinking of doing like a drunk history kind of thing. So I could do a drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
I'd be drunk to listen to it.
All right. What were you going to say, Clay? What did you want to
say? I was going to say just one last comic thing. I'm sorry.
No, please.
DK3 Master Race Book 2 came out. Did anyone read it?
I haven't read it yet, but I bought it.
Did you bought it?
Is that the Frank Miller thing?
Yeah. I'm
not buying anything by him ever again.
There's a Wonder Woman mini comic in the middle, and it's progressing nicely. I don't know. It's good
stuff. I don't really understand what's going on in this book. I read the first one.
Putting out his weird right-wing agenda.
Well, really, Brian Azzarello's writing it.
So what's Frank Miller doing? Why is
he's helping with the story.
Oh. So what's the deal, like that Robin from the first Dark Knight is Batman or something, or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then is captured, and in a sidebar story, the Atom is trying to resize everybody that's in the bottled city of Kandor, and I can't say too much more off of that, but
yeah, please don't.
but read it and revisit it. We'll talk about it maybe when it's all over.
Yeah.
It might make more sense altogether.
I hope so. Just not much Frank Miller writes makes sense anymore. But if he's not writing it, maybe it will.
He's not really. I mean, he even said, like, this is Brian's story. So Brian Azzarello's writing it.
All right. Well, I'll take a look at it. I have a huge pile of unread stuff.
Me too.
Because there's just so much crap coming out. I don't know. I'll figure out what to read.
Should I buy Anakin and Annie?
Obi and Annie. I don't know if you want. When I got to the end, I was like, "Well, not much happened there." But it's only the first issue, and you know, maybe it. But I mean, I don't know what it's going to reveal.
I mean, I'm interested because I like all the Star Wars comics, but I didn't like really Princess Leia, so I don't know.
I didn't like Princess Leia. Or Chewbacca Lando was really disappointing too.
Lando or Chewbacca, yeah.
I sold Chewbacca, by the way. All those
you
one
did?
Through five
for
or
a
six.
Life debt.
Already gone. So whatever. But no, I mean, I like the Darth Vader and the Star Wars. Those are the main ones, and they're very good. So,
all right.
But the side ones, meh. I still don't know why we don't have a Han Solo fucking side comic. That's really the one that everybody wants to read. Why don't they just do it, for Christ's sake? Come on, Marvel.
Come on. Well, sorry to take up your time.
John's going to wrap it up because he's starting to feel a little punchy over there.
What? I was just reading emails, too.
Very well, you guys.
Anyway,
well.
Go buy Wretched Things when it's out on Comixology, and check out leaguepodcast.com for cool stuff. MC Chris, right? Are we supposed to talk about that?
Oh, yeah. Buy MC Chris tickets now.
Buy them now. 10th. And come to the Middle East. And, you know, anything we talked about, there'll be links up there. Not everything, but some things.
And if we're confusing you like, at all, you'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out. Anyway, go and click on our links. We might get a kickback. All right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Keep firing, assholes.
Seriously? ..
but not the worst. I've heard worse.